Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday with Tom Leffler after this.
To all of you who have enrolled some of your acres into sesame production this year, the folks at Sesico want to say thank you. And for those of you who may be still looking at your summer crop options, there's still time to sign up. Positive performance and sesame's reliable agronomics have once again driven statewide sesame acres above previous records. Conditions are very good for double cropping behind wheat this summer, and sesame's heat and drought tolerance makes it a crop of choice. You can also take comfort that you'll get the best price with the confidence of an acre agreement offered by Sesico. They'll be pleased to help you with your equipment calibrations and field monitoring as a part of growing the world's only non-shattering sesame. To learn more about Sesico Sesame, visit the website at sesico.com, S-E-S-A-C-O.com, or call your local Sesico rep, Whitney Bell, 580-530-9963, or Danny Pieper, 580-530-1921, 580-530-1921.
The latest cattle on feed report issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture out, issued Friday afternoon, showing the May 1st data that we've got fewer number of cattle on feed this year compared to 1 year ago. First time that's happened in almost 2 years. We get some of the analysis of the report from Friday from Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. He talked with our own Ed Richards.
Bottom line, we got a friendly to bullish report that came out today. As the on-feed came in just below the low end of the estimated range at 99%, they was looking for 100.3%. Now that means that we have on-feed 11.110 million head of cattle. Now, after seeing 23 straight reports of the on-feed being higher than a year ago, we broke that streak today as we came in below a year ago levels. Now, this is also the smallest on-feed we've had since all the way back to September of 2011. When you look at the major states, Kansas was 4% less on-feed than a year ago, Texas down 1%, but Nebraska had a 4% increase. The placement number, also friendly. They was looking for 88.4%. It came in at 85%. That meant we placed 1.521 million head of cattle on-feed. This is the smallest placement since June of 2009. It's the third smallest April placement in the last 17 years. Now, when we look at the marketings out there, we saw the marketings come in at 100%. This is just above the top end of the range they was looking for. They was actually looking for an average guess of 98.6. We got 100%. That meant we marketed 1.815 million head of cattle. That's the second smallest that we've seen in the past 6 years on the April marketing. Texas saw their marketings drop by 12%. Kansas was down 1%, and Nebraska was up 14% on their marketing. Now, let's kind of put all this in perspective to what's just happened here over the last month since the last report. We have seen June live cattle from the late April low to today's high gain $8.72. In that same time period, August feeder cattle gained $10.92. We have been seeing our cash market work back up. We've had reports out of the Southern Plains today of 123 cash. And also keep in mind, over the past 23 days, as of yesterday, we had seen 18 days of choice box beef prices being higher, a total of $14.90. So you're seeing friendliness coming back into this market, and we're getting more confirmation out of this cattle on feed report today.
Tom Leffler talking cattle on feed numbers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, Saturday, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at noon, featuring 500 head of fall calving heifers and young cows, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. You can view the cattle anytime before the sale. Chris Black, of course, is one of the premier herds in the country for top-quality replacement females for commercial or club calf production. For more information, go to blackherfordranch.com. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.